Met's Black Police Association have decided to stage a recruitment boycott, which starts Monday. This is a measure they took after a meeting on Friday and after further discussions amongst themselves. And what they're basically going to do is to say our force is so racist, people should not consider joining it.
What effect might this have, do you think?
Obviously, for anybody who's black or Asian or from an ethnic minority who's considering joining the Met, it's going to have certainly be a factor that they weigh up as to whether they should apply to join. The effect is difficult to judge, but it's certainly an embarrassment for the force to have its own black officers or a group representing a fair amount of its own black officers saying, you know, we still haven't made enough progress after the McPherson report.
It's certainly come at a sensitive time for the Metropolitan Police, hasn't it, with the enforced resignation of Ian Blair. Is this about Ian Blair?
Well, it certainly doesn't come at a good time, and just when you might have thought that the series of crises swirling around the leadership of Scotland Yard might have abated a bit, certainly doesn't seem to have. What they're saying, I've spoken to their chair, which is a guy called Alfred John, is that this is bigger than just Ian Blair. This is about institutional racism, which plagues the leadership of the Met and the leadership of the force. And so even though Ian Blair's gone, the problem still remains and they still want something done about it.
Why hasn't the problem of racism been dealt with, do you think? Because there's been such a huge focus on it since the Stephen Lawrence affair.
I suppose what's brought it to a head has been the developments over the summer, which were where you saw Tariq Gafour, the number three in the force, Assistant Commissioner Gafour, decide to sue the force for racial discrimination. Hugely, hugely embarrassing step by the most senior Asian officer in the country, the most senior Muslim officer in the country, and that's been ticking away over the summer and into the autumn. He decided to sue. He then staged a press conference where he denounced Ian Blair as a racist and then got suspended. You've also seen the second most senior ethnic minority officer in the Met, Ali Desai, get suspended over alleged misconduct, which he denies. And what I suppose the BPA are saying is, you know, we are still being treated badly, and when anybody complains, they get tarred with misconduct and suspended.
Does the Metropolitan Police have anything to say on all of this?
Not as yet. I spoke to someone senior who's not convinced it's going to be that big a deal. But to be honest, at this moment in time, they have bigger fish to fry. They have a very lame duck commissioner. Ian Blair is there till December 1. They've got a search on for a new commissioner underway, you've got to think, within days. They've also got a key meeting of their watchdog, the Metropolitan Police Authority, which meets on Monday and will be for the first time chaired by Mayor Boris Johnson, the ouster of Ian Blair. And so there's a line from a Willie Nelson song, which applies to the Met at the moment, which is just when you thought it was over, it has only just begun.